Brett, how do you, what's the emotion of seeing Aaron go down, but then having to get right in there and run a play?
Yeah, Aaron's my brother, so it's hard to see him go down. And, you know, I'm praying for him, pray for him every game, and I wish nothing but the best for him.
How did it just feel once you got in there and kind of got a few snaps under your belt? How did you try to acclimate yourself in
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tricky situation, especially when the starting quarterback goes down and you're just in there. But I've been preparing for this moment for a long time now. So, you know, obviously we didn't get the job done today, but we'll be better. We'll be better.
How did your experience today and what you were able to learn and grow on the field compare to some of the other mop-up duty you've had in the past?
9 day. I mean, this is the first opportunity that I got to play. Other than the preseason, but in the regular season, it's first opportunity. So, you know, Vikings, great team, great defense. You know, it was fun to be out there, but we got to win. So,
what was the communication like with Mike, just between series, going over the pictures, things like that, with Alex? What was like?
Was it surreal? Like, what were you experiencing?
You know, obviously, it's you prepare for this, like I said, but at the same time, when you've watched Aaron for so long and then he goes down with an injury like that, you know, it's different. So when we got to the sidelines and we're able to talk about it, you know, I had to let him know I'm ready. I've been preparing. You know, obviously Aaron is Aaron, but I'm Brett. So let's have some fun.
When you get to that situation, are you able to talk to Mike about the plays just based on your study that you liked?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, every quarterback is different how they prepare for the game and how they what they like on play calls. So Aaron likes certain things. I like certain things. And, you know, it is what it is. And we're able to talk about that, obviously, during the week, especially when Aaron's healthy. He takes all of it, and, you know, we game plan with Aaron. So it's sort of a – you just sort of got to make it work on the field when we go in there. And, you know, I tell him what I like, what I like during the week. And that's how it went.
Mike talked about being in some uphill situations today. Do you feel like there are things you can build on?
Oh, yeah, 100%. For me, just to get my first taste of action, get my feet wet, and, you know, I'll be better, especially with a week to prepare. But for the offense, you know, I trust in our offense. I believe in them. I love them, and they know I'm going to give them their best, and they're going to do the same. So we'll be better with a week of preparation. We'll for sure get some things done.
Conversation, you and Aaron, when he was on the cart, what did you say to him? What did he say to you there?
Just I love him. I mean, like I said, he's a brother, and, you know, I'm going to lead this team to the best of my abilities, and just letting him know that, you know, I got him. So.
Tip balls are part of the game, but do you just kind of shake your head at that Harrison Smith catch?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. They get paid to, and, you know, he's a good player, and, you know, there was some tip balls and stuff like that. They didn't fall our way this today, but, you know, it is what it is. It's the game of football.
Brett, do you think Barr should have pulled up there instead of?
I don't know. I didn't see the play as clearly. You know, I know Anthony Barr personally, so I don't think that he's a. At least I wouldn't imagine he's a dirty player. But you know, I didn't really get a good look at it.
Aaron obviously didn't seem to like that. I mean,
I'm sure he didn't. Yeah, I mean, I mean, who would? So.
How much different will you feel next week having first reps the whole week? I mean, yeah,
I'll feel a lot better. I'll tell you that much. Like I said, it's different as a backup when you don't get any reps during the week and then you're sort of out there. But we got to prepare that way, and that's the way that I've been preparing, you know, as the starter, and that's week in and week out. So it'll be a little different this week when I actually get the reps and get to walk through with our offense. And so it'll for sure be better, and we'll have some fun.
Failure emotions because you're so happy that you finally get your shot, but
yeah,
your buddy's down.
Yeah. It's hard.
Did you get one single snap with the offense during practice this week with another one?
No. But, yeah, I mean, that's how it works in the NFL. You know, when you prepare as with the starter, and that's Aaron. And, you know, as a backup, it's a tricky situation, but you got to be ready for these situations. And, you know, I've been waiting a long time. You know, I love Aaron to death, but, you know, I let him know I love him. I got him, and now – we'll go from here.
Does this offense have to sort of shift to what you do?
I mean, we'll run our offense, and we'll do it well. You know, no matter how the offense, how things are dictated with who's in, who's out. You know, our main goal is to score a point and win games. So at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do.
A big part of the offense is what Aaron has done at the line of scrimmage and the offense to what he sees. How much of that were you able to do throughout the game? Obviously, your head's probably swimming a little bit, but were you able to get into things, get out of things?
Yeah, I think we did a good job communication. You know, it is different because when I'm out there, especially today, you know, Aaron's been calling the adjustments. They sort of on the same page. So when I'm out there, it's a little slower, maybe a little bit trickier. But, you know, we made some good adjustments. There were some things we, you know, didn't communicate well, and we'll fix those, you know. And this week will help us a lot going into next week, especially with the preparation that I get to take with the offense.
I know your conversation with Aaron on the card was probably very brief. Did he have a message for the team in the locker room after? Did you get a chance to chat with him after the game?
You know, he was getting checked on, getting his shoulder worked on, so that's all that happened.
They kind of got you a couple times with that backside blitz, like Harrison Smith a couple times. Is that something you knew they threw in for you, or do you?
They pressure with Harrison Smith a lot, so we knew that was coming. We knew what they were going to do. They didn't do anything different. They stuck to their defensive plan. Me, Aaron, doesn't matter, and they did a good job.
Fred, you can see how emotional you are talking about Aaron. I mean, how do you balance feeling bad for him, the situation that he's in, and understanding that this is the opportunity that you've been waiting for?
Yeah. I love football. I love this sport. I know what comes with it. I know there's injuries in the game. For me, it's an opportunity. Unfortunately for Aaron, he got injured. And it's just part of football. You know, Aaron will get better, and his shoulder will get better, and I'll prepare, and I'll be ready.
I heard a lot of times when a backup comes in, you see him just running a lot, scrambling for his life. It looked like he tried this. Did you try to stay in the pocket and just try to run the offense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I just tried to make the most and run the offense. You know, like I said, we were calling plays. Our job is to execute. And, you know, just like Aaron, when there's plays to be made, you throw the ball. And then when there's not at the moment, you run out and make something happen. So.
Two more.
How much will it help you to get a full week of snaps, have the game plan built around you, all that?
It'd be nice. You know, I'll be able to sort of understand the plan, even though I mean, I know the plan, but when it's centered around sort of my thoughts and what I like, it's different. So it'll be a big step forward to have this week to prepare and get ready for the Saints.